Music, the peal of thunder, the sighing wind, the rain, the throbbing, bursting song of a bird, the voices of happy children all join to tell us that to those who know Christ, joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody.
Thank you.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. The Lord is watching over me.
God's music. And now on this next song, I want you all to use your imagination and go with me to the side of a mountain where an old Indian is sitting overlooking a city below, and he sees all kinds of sin, greed, drinking. He sees the war clouds and hears the cries of dying men in the war. But it ends on a happy note during the millennium when Jesus will reign for 1,000 years.
Alone last evening, I chanced to stray to a mountain top. At the close of day, I saw an Indian standing near. He answered my greeting with words low and clear. Alone I sit upon my hill. The sky is dark, the wind is chill. I sit and watch the world below with all its pomp and show. And in their rush to hoard their gold, I see men's hearts are bought and sold with rags and riches side by side, and greed like a swelling tide. Their tawdry streets they flood with light to hide their heartache and their fright. They toast with glasses in the air. Their toast is a hymn to despair. Above the streets I raise my eyes and see dark war clouds in the skies. And above the tumult's din, I hear the cries of dying men. A long time ago, someone said a king would come, whose laws would be truth and whose kingdom is called home. This world will be clothed in a mantle of light. No heartache, no poverty, no strife. But men will be brothers and walk like a king. With truth and equity their homage will bring. The lion and the lamb will be led by a child, and nothing will hurt and no one be defiled.
Psalm 27, verse 1 and 2.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, the strength of my life. Of whom then shall be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Thine host should encamp against me. My heart shall not the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear?
He is our light and our salvation, and we are made in his likeness. For God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness."
Bye.
Behold, my servant shall rejoice. My servant shall sing for joy of heart. He who left heaven's glory said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. Christ is the great I am to me.
You ask, who is this King of glory? What is his name? Who can he be? If you read the page of sacred story, you'll find he's everything to me. He is my shade by day. He is my fire by night. He is the rock that that shelters me. Shelters me from desert heat, and in the darkness lights my feet. He is the great I am to me. Oh, my soul, bless thou Jehovah. Bless his holy name. Shelters me from desert heat, and in the darkness lights my feet. He is the great I am to me. He is the living bread with which my hungry soul is fed. In the wilderness, a table spreads for me. And when my foes would me affright, he'll encompass me with songs by night. He is the great I am to me. Oh, my soul, bless thou Jehovah. Bless his holy name. When my foes would me affright, he'll encompass me with songs by night. He is the great I am to me.
Oh, glorious tidings! He paid our sin debt completely when he was crucified. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him.
I was a rebel and stranger from God.